hands shaking again your neighbors, to clasp them warmly and gently. Remember, meekness is what will inherit the earth. That means to be gentle, patient, and mild. The righteous shall dwell in the land forever. The meek, the gentle, the patient, the kind shall finally be the ones that inherit this troubled planet. So learn to be patient and gentle with one another. That's the most important attribute of God. Love, gentleness. I hear a name, L-A-U-G-E-T-T-A, Morris. Hands clasped.
Oh, that's all right. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
I hear a doctor's name. I know nothing of you personally. I know nothing of your life personally, and you've told no one here anything. Is that correct?
That's correct.
I hear a Charles A. Mayfield.
Yes. Yes.
And a Vernell H. D. I. E. U. D. O. N. N. E. Vernell.
Yes.
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 Now.
Oh, thank you.
Now, there's some things that nurses will tell you that will be mentioned here that you should use and you should not use.
Yes.
It's in your practice.
Yes.
Because there are things that are detrimental to your health.
Yes.
I should say that in July of last year, you were x-rayed.
Yes.
You've told no one here.
No one.
There's difficulty in your back.
Yes.
In your abdomen.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Hands clasped.
Oh, yes.
Libra transparent face powder. You know that?
Yes, yes, my God. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Valvita yellow cling peaches.
Yes, sir.
You use easy off oven cleaner.
Yes.
Miles Nervine capsule that you have in your cabinet. Miles Nervine capsules for nerves.
They might be the father, but I don't remember.
Yes, well, you go home and look.
Yes.
Who is David?
Oh, that's the one you saved his life from. Thank you, Jesus.
Hands crossed.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, that's all right.
You have some loved one in Texas?
Yes.
San Antonio?
Yes.
I see the danger of fire where there's someone distressed in their mind. Someone distressed in their mind.
Yes.
And I see the danger of fire in San Antonio, Texas. This is one thing.
Oh, yes.
But right now, this is one for David.
Yes.
This is one for your home.
Yes.
Be sure that, well, what we said about never, Miles Nervine capsules, and any material that has to do with Reverend Ike.
Oh, yes.
Remove it from your home.
Oh, yes, because I blowed it out. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
I blowed it out.
Mama. All right.
Yes,
now,
Mama.
Sister, yes. Go to the bathroom, and the cancer that's in your body will pass in your body. Go.
They can't keep her in the microphone. They can't keep a microphone near her. She's praising God. She's praising God in such a manner as testimony that you couldn't get close to her with a microphone. God's Spirit has had its way now. Others move aside to let the Spirit have its way.
You better shout with her while you can.
Shouting and praising.
Because
she knows what for
that growth,
she knows the power
that growth is looking
into her
for
lives
a house.
Now. She knows the power
that growth is looking
deliverance.
For a house. That
she
negative
knows
spirit
the Lord,
is looking
the
for
source,
a place to rest.
The deliverance.
It's going
to
leave
and
her body.
Praise to that
she's working it out right
power.
Now. When she gets to the bathroom, she she'll bring it back. That tumor shall be brought back. For God never fails.
Yes. There comes the woman healed of cancer.
Here she comes.
The cancer's been returned now.
Just know because it's happened all.
She gives the pastor a hug. She gives the prophet a big hug. She's so grateful that the cancer's been removed. There's the man.
Look at that bloody man.
There's the man.
Thank God.
Being held in a white napkin, a large paper towel.
Yes, and praise
God. She's dancing on the stage. Giving praises.
So much to praise God for.
Giving praises. She's dancing. She's dancing.
Just look at that growth.
And shouting praises.
True to God.
The growth is passing me now. In a large mass of paper towels. A large bloody growth.
Build your faith.
Being taken now by the nurse down to the congregation.
I love him so. God's so good to me. Don't you know God's good?
She continues to dance and praise. Another big hug for the prophet. Another big hug in gratitude. She knows that God working through this man, the Almighty God, has reached to meet her need.
Now, in the name of Christ, let's get our minds not on what negative situations, let's get our mind on praise. Just feel the atmosphere with praise. Our hands clasped. Think about others' blessings. That's the way to get healed. Someone with the name of Beatrice Wiggins. Beatrice Wiggins. Hands clasped. In friendship and warmth. Spirit of the consciousness of the presence of God, which is the source of all supply. Who is Mrs. Ford? Where is she? Stand up. God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty. Hands clasped. Do you have a loved one named Ford? Your mother named Ford? Hands clasped. Mrs. Ford, and I've got a mother named Mrs. Ford. She's 80 years of age, but God Almighty. I see. I've got to protect you from several things, but your heart's all right. You recognize the actual conscious presence of God, and it's the key. The more you see of God, the more you reproduce of God. Particularly, Mrs. Ford, you're going to be a great key here because you recognize God in this atmosphere. You recognize God in my body as the temple of the Holy Ghost. The more you see of God, the more you reproduce of God. You lost a loved one some time ago in an accident.
Yes.
Charlie McNoble.
Yes, that's my nephew.
He was killed on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Not this Friday, but he died on a Friday.
Yes.
Just letting you know some things. Dear Samakashai. Mm. Do you live close together?
Not too very far.
Mm-hmm. You went away. You went away when that death came to St. Louis?
That's my sister.
I see. This one was only 30. Only 30 years old or something that was killed?
38. He was 38 years old.
Yes, 30 some years. Killed by a friend.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
You have something on your throat, some difficulty in your throat.
Yes, I do.
In your shoulder.
Yes.
Some crippling condition that enables it to move properly.
Yes.
Ikurama Nidisha. You told me nothing about your life.
No, I haven't.
In your home, you have a silver stone Sears Roebuck small portable radio.
Yes, I do.
I've never been in your home. I don't know anything about you. Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
Before I begin, I want some other things that need to be taken care of that will need to be healed.
Thank you, Jesus.
And taken care of, not to use or to use, the nurses will tell you. Do you ever use Libby's Vienna sausage?
Yes, I do.
You usually buy 3 cans for 99 cents.
Mm-hmm.
You get little packets sometime of sweet and low sweetener without cyclamates.
Yes, I do.
Speak to her in Jesus.
Honey. Yeah. Honey.
Thank you.
Ice milk bars.
Yes.
L-U-E-R, seemingly skinless pork links.
Yes, sometime.
Kilpatrick's enriched bread.
Yes.
You like it thin sliced.
Yes, I do. That's all right.
And someone uses W.E. Garrett and Sons Scotch Snuff.
Yes, that's me. Yes, I'm me.
It's good in you.
Yeah.
You're sweet. God looks at your heart and he's seeing your need of healing.
Uh-huh.
There's your problem. This tobacco thing is a deathly thing. It goes into the bones. It's caused cancer in your body. But we're going to straighten this limb. We're going to take this problem out of the throat.
Thank you, Jesus.
Winter garden Jesus. Speckled butter beans.
Yes.
Now, Lily Ford, your mother?
Yes.
She has some trouble in her side.
Yes.
She thinks it's gallstones.
Yes, you do.
You've got trouble in your side.
Yes, I do.
You've got trouble in your side.
Yes, I do.
It's cancer in every case.
Oh,
it's cancer in every case. We're going to eliminate it.
Yes.
Go to the bathrooms. When you go first, sister, you go second, and they'll come back. There'll be growth from your body and all the stiffness. Now, I want you to lift that arm. I want you to lift that arm. All the stiffness. Stiffness.
She's lifting her arm.
And I'm reaching out and touching your 80-year-old mother right now.
Arms and shoulders.
Yeah, God.
Testify.
Yeah, God.
The stiffness is gone.
All the stiffness gone out of the body. All the stiffness gone out of the body. Is it all gone, sister? Yes, it's all gone.
Elbows.
I took it away.
Gone.
Because I'm here in the name of Jesus.
Testimony.
Living in the name of Jesus. Talking in the name of Jesus. Walking in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Never have failed you yet. You know I have never failed you. Heaven and earth may pass away, but this which I am has never failed you yet. The spirit of the consciousness of the presence of God, it never failed you. Oh, heaven and earth may pass away.
Wiping tears from their eyes as they left, testifying that something has reached deep within, that God has reached deep within. The one woman left flexing her arms and shoulders, giving a constant testimony that the pain and stiffness was gone from her arms. They have gone to the restroom area, where the casters will be passed. We will expect to see them back in a few moments, for God has never failed us yet.
All that crippling left her arm, all of it, all that problem left, and just as she'll come back, both of them, the cancer that's running through that family that's taken other members, it's going to all come back, and the growths will come back with them. When they go to the bathroom, they'll pass those growths because they have faith. They're willing to praise God. They're willing to bless God. Why don't you praise God? Because God inhabited the praise of his people. Oh, yes, he does. Oh, never has failed yet. Yes, heaven and hey! Never has failed yet. Don't you know it never has failed?
The cancer, there's the girl. Hey! The cancer's back. The cancer's back. And so is the woman. Complete. She's hugging. She's going from person to person, giving her praise. She's overcome by the Spirit of God, which has moved through her body.
With the cancer going down the aisles. It's wonderful.
She's embracing everyone she comes to. Giving them a hug.
Wonderful name of God.
Sharing the blessing. Sharing the blessing that has come to her.
No other name that I know. We've been living in the name of Jesus. We're living in the name Jesus Christ our God. Living in the name of Jesus Christ our God. No other name. Yes. All right. All right. All right, all right, all right, all right, God, all right, God, all right. Why don't you know God and say all right and praise him and glorify him and praise him and glorify him. Glorify the name of God. Hey, God. Take it up in the balcony. Let people see it up in the balcony. Let the people see what God can do. Let that terrible growth. That terrible growth that took the pain away from the woman, now it's all gone. The arm moving without any crippling. It's wonderful. You better praise God. You better praise him. As for me in my house, I'm not bothering about what men may say. When in 5 years none of our people have died, and there's never been a casket rolled through people's temple, when 24 times in this year, and the year's not out, they've brought the dead in the doors, and they've gone out alive. When they've dropped dead in their seat, they've been resurrected. I'm not bothering about what you have to say. I'm not bothering about your opinions. I'm living in the actual conscious presence of God in the earth plane. You see, I know where God is. He's in my hands. He's in my feet. He's in my body. Oh, yes, I know. I bless that wonderful name. Our Father, bless that wonderful name, our Father. Oh, bless that wonderful name, our Father. There's no other name like Jesus Christ. I'm going to bless that holy name.
Return. Now giving the pastor a big hug, a big thank you. For she's been relieved of her pain. The cancer now being held in a white towel is being brought down to the congregation. Another cancer. The photographers are taking a picture of it. as the woman comes down crying. She's crying as she passes the stand. She cries as the cancer precedes her into the congregation for all to see. Holy God, all-powerful God, moving among his people, bringing his blessing, performing his holy will, that his people might be blessed.
We know our healing's in the name of our Father. Healing in the name.
Hey!
Praise his name.
Jackie Fields.
Hands clasped. Yea, God. Melvina Higgins.
I'm speaking to someone, Jackie Fields.
Are you related? Melvina Higgins.
No.
Both names Jackie Fields.
Yes.
Your name is Jackie Fields also?
Sorry. Yes, I have Bonnie Jo. My nickname is Jackie Fields. Jackie.
Your nickname is Jackie.
Hmm? Yes.
Well, now, there's not three poodles at your house, is there?
Down.
But there's
besides other things I tell publicly.
Hmm?
Now build your faith, sister. Yes. If you can see that God has love, what follows comes of what only appears for the full reputation of all the being together for all things to all. And they parted every man.
Bless your heart. Now, hands clasped back there by your sister.
In a most beautiful, have you ever felt like you committed
blasphemy against God?
Totally equalitarian family. Mm-hmm. Now, God is an idea. He's an idea.
I don't know you.
That idea is personified.
But I do know you, in the spirit, but I don't know. You're also a stranger to me, correct?
And tonight, those that did not discern God in me would be sick because they discern not the Lord's body.
You're committed.
Just
blasphemy.
As when you're being anointed, they don't discern it. People say,
blasphemy is when you don't think it anymore.
They've quoted that scripture for years. Mm-hmm. So they're sick because they discern not the Lord's body.
That doesn't have any conscience.
And they always have it some
no seeking after God.
Kind of body.
That's
you never
when
want
you
to deal with God
the Holy Spirit,
in a body.
When you commit the unpardonable sin against
room,
the Holy Ghost,
I'm his
it's
body.
A place where you just,
I'm his tabernacle.
You've gotten to a point where you don't know
what
right,
I am, so
or don't want to know
be.
Right.
He said, these things shall
the
you do, even Jesus, and greater things,
the unpardonable
because
sin
I go
never,
to the Father.
Never think they have.
And as you read
you
the King James,
a person who had committed an unpardonable sin would never think
back
they
there,
have.
If you would read it,
so you haven't.
You would find if you didn't have the Holy
but
Ghost.
You've allowed to fear things to enter into your life.
Teachers and prophets.
Now as we clasp our hands.
For perfection. Edifying the work of the ministry. To perfect you. If you didn't have them.
Oh God.
You would
God,
be like
God, God within. God within. God within.
Because even in your King James Bible. He was just a king of England. Matthew 1, the first chapter of Matthew, 16th verse, and Luke, the third chapter, and the 23rd verse.
Do you have any
is the history of Jesus
slippers, maroon like
through Abraham,
and
the
slippers.
Jewish custom that had to be through the Father?
Yes, I have.
But Matthew and Luke disagree
as
to who Jesus' grandfather is.
One of the slippers, does it slide around on his slipper?
One says it's Eli.
It does.
The other says it's Jacob. One says his great-grandfather is Mathon.
Sister.
The other says Mathot. M-A-T-T-H-A-T, a spelling error.
Which represents the blood, the life of Christ.
That's why God has to have the fivefold ministry, the gift of the Spirit in the church. It is even written in the King James with all of its errors.
To be taped on it.
It says no man can call Jesus the Christ except by
the
Holy Ghost. No one can.
Having difficulty in your
now, sister, I've heard in your mind...
wants to heal this also. Place your hands on your throat. This will save you from
what you said in your
fall.
Mind. This must be God.
And this will heal the condition that's in your throat. Your chest has been your weak
point. You've
lost
your father.
During the winter, you've had several
your mother.
Battles with your,
two
with your respiratory
by a
problem. Correct?
Yes.
Well, this will stop it now. When I reach out to you in the name of Christ.
Second.
In the name of Christ.
Yes.
In the name of Christ.
Passed away 19,
in the name of Christ,
32.
I stop it. God, 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 God.
She died. You're from Shreveport, Louisiana. We have three
children, one's passed.
Yes.
You thought due to a tumor on the brain.
Yes.
Tape that to the large white statue with gold on it.
God to tell you it was reality.
And that will bring
a terrible
Christ
spasm.
Will be a blood clot covering
the
over the entire house. And Christ will be in that house. Because I have transmitted him into that house. Praise God. Praise God.
There's a large glass swan on the top of it. And a green porcelain vase.
Yes.
And you have a Bible, a white with red letter edition.
Yes.
Given to you, handed down by another member, an uncle.
Yes.
An uncle handed you the Bible.
Yes.
Now I want you to study closely. The Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 3, the letter killeth. The Bible kills. Letter to Romans, letter to Thessalonica, letter to Timothy. The Bible kills, but the Spirit makes alive. I'm just Americanizing it. Love makes alive. The Bible kills, but love makes alive. That's what caused that man to be so evil and have a knife on him. He wanted to use a knife in the name of Jesus. That's what caused that man to stand up. It was the letter. It kills. I want you to move the letter, and now I'm going to give you the Spirit.
Oh.
Sister, you've always feared total paralysis, like your sister.
Yes.
And you have now had a stroke.
Yes.
It's left you paralyzed. Paralyzed is on one side, your hands.
Yes.
Your arms paralyzed.
Yes.
And your legs paralyzed.
Yes.
And you've been having this terrible throbbing in the back of your head.
Yeah.
You'd have had another stroke Wednesday. Because the thing that you fear comes upon you. Now, because you said in your mind, it has to be God.
Yeah.
He has to be God. That arm, I want you to stand. I want you to stand. I want you to stand. It'll take a while. Don't just let her do it on her own.
He'll do it.
Let her do it on her own. Sister, I want you to move these children out. Move the children up closer to the front. Sister out. One of the nurses is a sister, yes. Sister out. Iramakon, the shamaniki, Ramahane Yesaba. There's a high anointing here tonight. People, get the children down. Sit down quickly. Sit down quickly. I'm having to put out a high anointing. People this week saw me stop a bullet aimed for someone else. How many in this house saw it? Don't you know God? My sister. That arm's all twisted and the leg's all twisted. Sister, now you're in front of her. Nurse, stand beside. Sister, look up. Keep that thought. Keep the thought. Keep the thought. You said it, he has to be God. He has to be God. Now, in that recognition, straighten that left arm. Straighten it. Straighten it, sister, straighten it. Begin it, begin it. Put it up, put it up. Straighten it, straighten it. Up, up, sister. I said, sister, if you look at me, not at the arm. Bring that arm up now. Bring it up. Bring it up. Bring it up. Bring it up. The hand, the hand, the hand. Straighten 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 the hand. Now, get out of the way. Get out of the way. The leg, look at me. Look at me, sister. Look at God in personification. Look at God being personified. Straighten that leg. Straighten that leg. In the name. In the name of God Christ, straighten that leg. Sister, straighten it. I said straighten it. Keep that hand straight, sister. Keep that hand straight. Sit down, sister. You're in the front of my anointing. sit down. Sister Jackson, I believe it is. Sit down. Hands up, because I know who's in my way. Put your hand up again, sister. Straighten it up. I want you to keep that hand up, 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 up. Now, bend it, bend it. Bend it, bend it. Keep it bending. Keep it bending. Now, keep it bending. Don't let it go back like that. Don't let it go back. Keep it bending. That's it. That's it. That's it. Now you've got it. Now you've got it. Now you've got it. Now, sister, now move your leg. Now move your leg. Don't look down. Don't look down. Look at me. Look at me. Straighten your leg. Come on.